T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You obviously said you guys want Aaron, or you want Aaron back, and you want him to retire here. Is that the final organizational decision on that? Or is there still, you know, some debate about, you know, that you guys have to have to make sure you guys want to move forward with him for another year?
No, every conversation I've been involved in with, you know, with Goody and Russ and Mark, we're all on the same page there. So there is no debate.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer. We're here on a wild, wacky Wednesday. Some good games I'm looking forward to this weekend. Bengals and Chiefs and Rams and Niners, I guess. Although, when you looked at the field, it's the Chiefs playing the Bills in the divisional round. I mean, it gave us a great game, but it's kind of a bummer. It's more of a championship game. Although, you know, don't count out the Bengals. I think most are, but maybe don't do that. Hey, what's your gut Super Bowl prediction right now? Here today, without looking into it, what's your gut?
Rams, Chiefs.
I told the guys on BetMGM tonight, including my girl Trista, my guy Q, and my good buddy Horvat, I'm kind of worried that it's going to be Chiefs-Niners.
Yeah, I have a hard time thinking that the Rams keep losing to the Niners.
Six in a row.
Yeah, I think they end that. It's hard to beat a team three times in a year. Maybe they do it. Maybe they do it, but I think the Rams are cooking right now.
Shanahan's got the upper edge on his boys. McVay and LaFleur, he's got the upper edge on him. I don't know what it is.
Stafford's got the juice in the playoffs. He's going to get it done.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be, you know, they had a lot of fans because they just played in Week 18, and the Niners won and got them in the playoffs. And that's why we rooted against them so hard that day, because we didn't want to see them in the playoffs. But they packed that stadium, and everyone's like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I've never seen it. San Francisco, relatively in terms of the NFL, San Francisco is not that far from L.A. It's not like there were 40,000 Niners fans in Green Bay. Then it would have been like, what is this?
Well, and let's not act like Los Angeles is just filled with Rams or Chargers fans.
Yeah, I think there was another game like this where, what was it? The Raiders played the Chargers.
Yeah, and like the Raiders were like, yeah, we planned on it being a home game.
Yeah, and they're like, wow, Raiders fans travel really well, like from Oakland, and then also where they used to be based in L.A. And you think there's no Rams fans? There are no L.A. Chargers fans.
No Chargers fans, just Justin Herbert fans.
Yeah, the Rams at least were in L.A. for a while before they moved and came back. The Chargers have been a San Diego team forever, and I don't know if you're a Chargers fan. San Diego Chargers fan, do you still root for LA? Are you still like into them?
Yeah, I mean, you still cheer for the Chargers, I'm sure, but
because the Rams in St. Louis, they don't even air the Rams games anymore if they get a choice. They air Chiefs games, the TV stations there. I always look at the coverage maps.
I still question, why would you leave San Diego? I get they probably should have built them a new stadium or whatever, but why would you leave San Diego to just be the little brother to an LA team?
I don't know.
I get cool. You're in L.A., but does anyone think L.A. and think Chargers? L.A., you think Rams, Lakers. I mean, what do you think? You're basically the Clippers, the Angels. There's two teams in L.A. for every sport, and why would you want to go be the little brother?
I don't know. And then with the Chargers, I only did it once this year, I think, San Diego.
Yep.
But you watch like Al Michaels or Chris Collinsworth or SportsCenter, and they say San Diego, and the other person next to him never corrects them because it's like they don't hear anything wrong.
Yeah, and it's still weird to say Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, they're kind of just the Raiders now.
Yeah.
You know, the Raiders, for whatever reason, all these teams move, and it's like a big controversy. And yeah, some Oakland fans are furious, but, you know, Raider Nation is sort of like they're nomads. They could play anywhere. The Raiders could play at FedEx Field, where your team plays. And they'd be packed with Raider fans.
Well, that's just the case against any team that comes into FedEx Field to take on Washington.
They're anywhere. What's the name going to be? Do you have any idea next week?
I would lean Commanders still, even though it's kind of lame.
The Washington Commanders?
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's Cowboys and Commanders, NFC East battle.
Gosh, now I like it even less.
NFC East Sunday Night Football, the Eagles take on the Commanders.
Oof.
I like Admirals.
Yeah, I don't like any of them, so I'd rather just Washington Football Club or something like that.
Yeah, somehow Commanders and Admirals and, you know, all these sound worse than football team.
Well, okay, that's the other thing I just hated is, like, everyone wanted to clown Washington for it. You know, they obviously got rushed to make a decision, so they just went with Washington Football Team, and then they took way too long to announce a name, but everyone wanted to call them just Football Team to clown them. And then Washington would clown themselves by selling T-shirts that said, no name but team. Like, what the heck? That was terrible.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Hate that stuff.
Yeah, how many of those do you have?
None. If I'd have bought any or got any, I would have burned them immediately.
All right, fair enough. Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer, 414-799-1250. Again, you can tweet us at 1250 AM, The Fan. So Matt LaFleur, can we talk about Matt LaFleur a little bit? We've talked about Aaron Rodgers a lot. Are we good if we talk about Matt LaFleur a little bit? Because Matt LaFleur, 13-3 NFC Championship game, loss on the road. Matt LaFleur, 13-3 NFC Championship game, loss at home. Matt LaFleur, 13-4, number one seed, divisional round, loses at home. I'm not quite sure what to make of Matt LaFleur and his postseason failures. What I will say is what I said yesterday. When you go out there and you go to the podium and you say, it was my fault, I wasn't prepared, because you're trying to deflect the blame from your players, that's a very commendable thing that you do as a coach. That's why people are going to like to play for you. But also, when you go out there and say over and over, hey, I screwed up, well, then it's like, yeah, you know what? You did screw up. Maybe like, and I'm not saying do anything extreme, but I'm wondering, you know, what's up? Like, why I don't even want to say is he the right man for the job. I don't even want to say anything like that because of the 39-10 record in 3 years. But there does seem to be a big game failure, as they have been on the doorstep and lost 3 years in a row. And while I like to blame Rodgers, you know, and you like to blame the special teams, there's a lot of this comes back to Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, and what do you think would be a cutoff point for you? Because we've seen it before in other sports, maybe not the NFL, anyone that I can think of off the top of my head that they just got rid of after a successful season. But, you know, you look at the Raptors from a couple years ago. They have the coach of the year in Dwayne Casey, and they said goodbye, and the next year they bring in a new guy. Obviously, trading for Kawhi Leonard was the difference for them, but they win the finals the next season. I mean, is there ever a point for you where if you consistently keep playing well in the regular season, you know, whatever players he has, whether it's Rodgers or not, but, you know, he keeps getting to the playoffs and not getting the job done, is there a cutoff point for Matt LaFleur? I mean, I don't think there is one right now that you could see, but what if the same thing, Aaron Rodgers comes back next season and you just get to an NFC championship game and fall short, or you lose in the divisional round again? I mean, then you got to start looking at Matt LaFleur thinking, because yesterday I watched back some of the Packers game from the All-22 just to see, like, all right, well, we've been ragging on Rodgers all week. Was Rodgers really as bad as we've been making him seem? And I watched that game back, and, you know, I don't have maybe the most trained football eye to see everything that's going on, but from the bits I saw, I don't know that I can put as much blame on Rodgers as maybe we've said. He didn't play well. I'm not saying that. But when you go back and look at it, some of the guys just, they weren't open. And the one guy that he consistently had that he wouldn't throw the ball to was Josiah DeGuara. But I think when I went back...
Josiah was like me when I play pickup at the Y. People look me off even when I'm wide open.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if I were to go back and rate his throws, I think that last drive was horrendous, where he threw the ball out to Cobb. That one clearly should have gone to DeGuara, almost got picked. And then he, you know, sends the YOLO ball down the field to Devontae when he should have gone to Lazard. So there's really no excusing that drive. But if you go back and look at the rest of them, I mean, go back and find me a receiver that Rodgers should have gone to. He didn't have a whole lot of time in the pocket. Go find me some poor decisions, because I think he made some, and maybe he could have made some plays, but I think the play calling was pretty bad.
Great tweet, by the way. Toby tweeted there was a video last night of LeBron trying to tell Austin Reeves what to do with the Lakers, and the kid looks so confused. Toby says, Bart trying to explain to me what he wants to happen with Aaron Rodgers. And see, in LeBron's head, whatever he's telling this kid makes sense. In my head, whatever I'm saying makes sense. But I understand that you might be like, what does he want? What does he want here? You know what LaFleur's going down the road of is, we all think of Andy Reid now because he won a title with the Chiefs. But you look at when Andy Reid started with the Eagles. His second year, they make the playoffs. They go to the divisional playoffs and lose. And then it's four straight NFC championship games. Yep. They finally win their fourth one, but then they lose the Super Bowl. That was in 2004 season, 2005. So eventually the Eagles, and they got back to another one later. And then, you know, Andy Reid finally kind of sputtered out there at the end, but he never got it done. And even though the Eagles always had a shot at the door, right? Or a chance at the door, they weren't getting it done with a particular guy. They move on from Andy Reid. They have some weird years under Chip Kelly. Then they bring in Doug Peterson, and he wins them a Super Bowl. So it wasn't even the next guy. You know, that's what I'm saying with Rodgers. It might not even be the next guy that gets it done for you, but at some point, when is enough enough, or when do you realize it's just not going to work? We're not there with LaFleur yet, but it's a comparison. I mean, it's not all on Rodgers. It's not all on the defense. It's not all on the special teams.
Aaron, I want to ask you this real quick. If you're the Packers, does this have to weigh in? Name me your top quarterbacks in the NFL under the age of 30.
Okay, so I got to make sure these guys are under 30. But I'd say Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Burrow.
Yeah.
Lamar, how old is he?
He's under 30, yeah.
Herbert.
Okay, so you've named all AFC quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Do you want to be the Packers and say, again, I still want Aaron to come back, but if you look at the NFC, all the quarterbacks, aside from what, maybe Dak Prescott, are old. Kirk Cousins,
yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson. Do you want to try and get ahead of the curve? And yeah, maybe you trade him to the AFC and get somebody and say, look, we're going to try and get a young quarterback in here. Because right now, if you can get a quarterback in here that's young, everybody else in the NFC pretty soon is going to be starting looking for a quarterback too.
Okay. Let me go through this here because this is how I convince myself to bring Rodgers back. Like,
well, if you think about it, every NFC team could be going through, like, the top ones. Russell Wilson could be out of Seattle. Tom Brady might retire. I mean, the only guy that you can think, Kirk Cousins, how many more years does he have? Are you really worried about the Vikings?
So now the NFC is so bad that even though you can't get out of there, you almost have to bring Rodgers back.
Because, I mean, Stafford.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look at all the guys you mentioned that you're worried about as young quarterback, good quarterbacks under the age of 30. Guys that are going to be competing for Super Bowls for the next 5, 10, maybe, you know, 12 years. They're all AFC guys. And so you look at this NFC and, you know, you can either say, look, we bring Rodgers back because we're going to compete while we can, while the NFC right now doesn't have a whole lot of elite young quarterbacks. And or you say, let me get one of the young quarterbacks so I can get ahead of the curve. And while everyone else starts looking for their future quarterbacks, hopefully I hit on one. Maybe it's Jordan Love. Maybe it's someone else. And you hit on one, and then you have one of the few young franchise quarterbacks in the NFC.
A lot of it hinges on if Brady retires. I wonder if Brady and Rodgers are doing like the, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Because if Rodgers like is gone, then Brady's like, well, I got to come back now. I mean, there's nobody good.
They're probably calling
and if
each
Brady
other.
Retires, it's like Rodgers is like, oh, geez, my division sucks.
Tom's probably sending him some of his Brady-branded gear and saying, you want to hang it up?
The Rams.
Even more Brady blue.
The Rams are doing this, but they're not going to do it again. The Niners, fluke. Oh, man. That's interesting. 414-799-1250. More from Matt LaFleur as we continue to try to just, again, this is what happens when they lose. Nothing makes sense ever at any time.
Some pretty face to tell me pretty lies. All I want is someone to believe.
This is not going where you think it is. Scrub-a-dum has such a great club. It is something you should do. Scrub-a-dum. $13 a month. No deal's ever been more true.
I can find a lover. I can find a
friend. Oh, Billy Joel, how about that? Scrub-a-dub Scrub Club. God, now I just want to sing this song.
That was your best rendition so far.
No.
Yeah.
Because it took you off guard, maybe?
Yeah, well, nothing beats the Wham, but this is good.
Scrub-a-dub. Well, that was made for that. Scrub-a-dub. Oh, I got to get to the chorus again. Scrub-a-dub Scrub Club. So the Scrub-a-dub Scrub Club, they've got locations all over the Milwaukee area and beyond. And what you can do is sign up for their Scrub Club. And it's $13 a month. And you can get your car washed every day. Because if it's this time of the year, you get your car washed, and it seems like you need a car wash 2 days later. That's going to add up. So if you join the Scrub-a-dub Scrub Club, you're saving money, and you're a part of one of the greatest clubs that's ever existed in Southeast Wisconsin. It's Scrub-a-dub. What a brilliant club. Only 13 bucks for you. Scrub-a-dub, clean your car every day, if you dearly want to choose. I do love Billy Joel. I do love Billy Joel. I was in high school in the late 90s into the 2000s, and the artists that I loved the most were Billy Joel, Neil Diamond, and Tom Jones. Those are my guys. It's like every other kid I'm in high school with is wearing a hemp necklace and corduroy pants and a Pink Floyd shirt. And I'm like, have you guys ever heard I Go to Extremes? Have you guys ever heard September Morn by Neil Diamond? And they're like, who are you? Leave. We didn't ask you to sit at this table. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250, talking a little bit about Matt LaFleur. Again, the guy takes a lot of blame because he's putting a lot of blame on himself when it comes to what happened in the divisional round, and he does this every year. And this is what makes him a good coach, why you'd want to play for him. But then if he keeps saying this, at one point do we start, like, believing it?
I've obviously got to be more detailed within every phase of football for us to get to where we want to go. You know, it's just I don't think it's one singular thing, but I think there's always things that you can do better as the coach, as the leader, whether it's instilling a better mentality with our guys and try to really hit home at that. But I don't have the answer right now, obviously.
414-799-1250. Let's get out to Ron, who is in Rome. Ron, good to talk to you. Hey, what's up?
Hello. Yeah, hi. You know, I listened to about 15 minutes of the Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers thing. And the whole time I've seen it was all Aaron saying, oh, I wonder what's good for me, 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 me. And then I never saw him say, I kind of messed up that game. We should have won if I played better. And I know, like you say, Matt LaFleur, he always takes the blame. I'd love to know what Matt LaFleur is saying behind closed doors. And if Aaron even ever has any self-doubts, did he ever say in that interview yesterday, I regret throwing to Devontae instead of
No, and he didn't really. It was a weird interview because they talked a little bit about the game. The question that they gave Rodgers was like, "What happened?" Very broad, and then McAfee kept bringing up the other stuff, and Rodgers was talking a lot about that. And I just wish they would have talked more about the game. It was an hour long conversation, and it just seemed like they were talking in circles and saying the same thing over and over. But I want, if my quarterback's talking 2 days after a heartbreaking loss, 3 days, I want to know more about the loss. I don't care about, anything else. I want to know about what happened.
Well, they could call that the Psycho Fan Show. But anyway, the other question I have is, Elliot Wolf was always thought to be going to be the successor to Ted Thompson. And I could kind of understand why they passed him up because he was young and everything. But now the Vikings hired a young guy. The Bears hired a young guy. I think the Bears guy might be pretty good. But the Vikings guy is like a finance guy who's been in football for 5 years. So why do you think Elliott isn't getting a job when he worked for the Packers basically since he's 2 years old, being mentored by his dad? And then he worked for the John Dorsey and for the Patriots. So he's got the experience.
Yeah, Elliott was always like a guy that, I mean, obviously he was Ron Wolf's son, but he always seemed to be like, he got a lot of credit. We didn't know a lot about him, right? Like, Elliot Wolf, that'd be such a great hire. Why? Because Ron Wolf?
I know Elliot since he was a little kid, and he's very smart. And all him and his dad ever talked about were football.
So how do you know Elliot Wolf? So you know Ron Wolf? Wait, is this Ron Wolf? Ron in Rome is Ron Wolf?
I'm not Ron Wolf, but I've known Elliot since he was 8 years old.
Tell me why. Why does nobody want him?
Well, I think it's because he's a quiet person. He's cerebral. He's not your used car salesman kind of guy. But I think whenever anybody does hire him, he's going to be a Hall of Fame GM. And I regret that the Packers didn't hire him, but whatever. But I definitely think the Vikings messed up. And then I have an idea for the Washington team. We don't like to discuss politics on your show, but I would think that the Washington politicians are held in low regard by both sides, the liberals and conservatives. So I think they should be the Washington Swamp Rats.
The Washington Swamp Rats?
Yeah, that commander. Do you think people think of Washington as commanders? Look how they messed up Afghanistan and how they're probably going to get us messed up in the Ukraine. They're in low regard. I'm just kidding about the team,
No, I like it because then they could have two logos. One could be Ron DeSantis or something could be like turned into a rat, and then the other logo could be Nancy Pelosi, and they could like sell both logos. They'd turn these people into rats and sell logos. I think you're onto something.
You could have a conservative and a liberal guy like pointing their fingers at each other like they don't like him, and then behind their back they could be shaking hands and laughing at the people.
Yeah, and then when you go to the game at FedEx Field, they would, like, you buy a ticket and you can sit in the liberal section or the conservative section.
I'm liking it.
Yeah, okay. Rodgers is like, we got to end the divide. I'm saying, let's further the divide.
That
right?
Actually might work. It could be a reality TV show.
All right, Ron. Thanks for the idea.
Thanks, Bart.
Yeah. Okay. You use it over there, and then and use it over there. And if you like claim to be an independent or a third party, you sit outside. You got to figure out how this works. Andy's in Heartland. What's up, Andy?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Hey, you got some good pipes there, buddy. But I've got a different spin, if you'll indulge me, for the Scrub-a-Dub song.
Oh, sure. I, of course, that's what I want to do today.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Scrub, 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 scrub-a-dub, scrub, club. Scrub, 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 scrub-a-dub, scrub, club. And you get your car washed, $13 a month. Scrub-a-dub, scrub, club. Hey, you better wash your car. Scrub-a-dub, scrub, club.
Very good. Very good. When you call in from now on, that will be your theme song.
Awesome. I'll take it.
So I got was that it, or you got something else?
No, since we're talking about Andy Reid, brought up Andy Reid, Ron Wolf, all that, there's something that's always going to stick in my craw, and I don't know why, and if I had a chance to ask Ron Wolf this, why in the hell did he not interview Andy Reid when Holmgren left? He just let Andy Reid walk to Philadelphia because they took Philadelphia's coach in Ray Rose. Why in the hell would you let him walk? He's the only one that could have reined in Brett Favre. We probably would have won at least a couple more Super Bowls, you would think.
Oh, with Andy Reid?
Let him walk. He never even interviewed him.
Maybe he thought Andy Reid and Brett Favre were too much like boys.
Well, then, if that's the case, Ron Wolf really lost his touch then. I got another conspiracy why they went after Ray Rhodes, but, I mean, that's for a different day.
It might not be for any day, but go ahead.
Well, it has to do with an ESPN piece that they did on Green Bay back in the day. Oh. But anyway, that still gets me that he never gave Andy Reid a shot or even interviewed him for coaching.
I wish Ray Rhodes would have got at least one more year, don't you?
Ray Rhodes would have done what?
Like they had him for 1 year.
Well, if you saw the results, I mean, talk about lack of special teams. He didn't even practice special teams, according to Brett Favre.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a mistake. They were 7-5, and then, remember, they lost 3 in a row. They won the last game of the season, but it wasn't good enough.
You want to talk about a roster that had, you know, Pro Bowl talent on it. That was it, and they went 8-8.
Yeah, well, Holmgren screwed us. He had 1 foot out the door that whole year.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that always sticks in my craw that never interviewed Andy Reid.
All right, Andy.
Thanks, buddy.
Wait, Andy, Ron's in Rome. Ron Wolf, Andy's, is this Andy Reid? My God. Am I Bart Starr? Are you Toby Rote? Tobin Rote.
Yeah, no cool ones for me.
Tobin wrote. Toby Maguire, I'm sure you get that all the time.
Eh.
No?
Not as much as you'd think.
Really? I don't get Bart Simpson as much anymore, but I got that a lot growing up. I'd always be really pissed because it's one thing to say Bart, like Bart Simpson, or where's Homer, or where's Marge? That's one thing. But what bothered me was when people would say, are you related to Bart Simpson? So I would get, are you related to Henry Winkler? Which, okay, that's a fine question. You know, there's Milwaukee ties and whatever, Henry Winkler, and, you know, if I'm related to him, I guess there's something to that.
I got a big fat elbow for your face, Henry Winkler.
Yeah. But are you related to a cartoon character based on my first name? I just always thought, like, how could you? I think that's when I first realized that people were dumb.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, your first name is how you tell your family.
Yeah.
Like, what part family you're a part
not
of.
Not in this country. We're a last name country. Oh, did Doug have to go to work? I was just going to get to Doug.
Yeah, Doug Peterson's not going to be able to make
it
today.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What is going on here? 414-799-1250.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm confident that we'll all work together to try to get as many guys back as humanly possible. I mean, we've had a lot of success with these guys, and they've brought a lot to this team. But I also realize that there's going to be some tough decisions, just like there is every year. And you got to find a way to you know, make some of those tough decisions and try to supplement it in other fashions via the draft or, you know, other players that are might be out there.
So we could talk a lot about what went wrong Saturday night. And not only can we are and we're going to continue to. But the special teams, when we talk about special teams, and I know there's a lot of you stunned that Maurice Drayton still has a job at this point, and maybe they talk and maybe something happens. I don't know. But special teams was a problem all season. And LaFleur, for whatever reason, they wanted to ride it out. And there was a time, there was a press conference back in, I think, like October or November or whenever, but Maurice Drayton was asked about the struggles, and he said something to the effect of, hey, we're going to figure it out, that by December and January, we'll be where we need to be. And he wasn't. They weren't. I mean, it was bad. So now you got to figure out, like, how do you fix this? And the more that Matt LaFleur's got to be involved in special teams, the less reason there is for them to have Maurice Drayton as a coach. You got to have a guy that takes – special teams is weird because it's always like, the guys that don't want to be there are just kind of hanging out on the roster. But it's such an important part of the game. And it could have cost the Packers the game. The thing with the special teams is you knew at some point, even if it wasn't this last week, it could have been the championship game, could have been the Super Bowl. It was going to be bad. Now, I thought the team was good enough to get over that. So I was like, yeah, I know, but that's what they do. I'm fine. They're good enough to get over it. But they weren't. Matt LaFleur.
I don't think it's ever just one thing. But certainly that'll be a big-time priority, I think, for us moving forward is to not allow something like this to happen again. Because it's really disappointing when our defense goes out there and really dominates for four quarters. And our offense, I know, like I said earlier, it certainly wasn't up to our standard. But I mean, there was, 4 minutes and some change left in that game, and we had the lead. So, you know, we just got to look at everything. And that starts with myself just making sure that it is a main priority for us.
One thing that LaFleur talked about possibly doing is, should we have either guys on this roster that are career special teamers? That's what they do. That's how they stay in this league. Or should we put our starters there more? You look at what the Chiefs did. The Chiefs at one point, Andy Reid's like, you know what? Let's put Tyreek Hill back there. And it paid off. He had a massive return on a punt. And then for the Niners, Jimmy Ward, he's their safety. He had three special team snaps, blocked a field goal. Deebo Samuel was back there returning kicks. That helped. Kyle Juszczyk had eight snaps on special teams. Armstead, one of their pass rushers, he had six snaps. DJ Jones, five. They had guys that were starters play special team snaps. And then the Packers tried that, and that's when A.J. Dillon hurt his ribs. So it's like, well, we're trying. It's just not working. So many questions regarding this team. Doug is in Racine, 414-799-1250. You guys can tweet us, 1250 AM, The Fan. Let's get to Doug. He is back. I really was just going to take you, Doug, and then you disappeared, but I'm glad that you're here. What's up?
Doug Peterson from Philly. The cell service in Philly's bad.
Oh, I bet. Are you going to coach the Jaguars, or are they giving that to Leftwich?
Oh, I'm going with the Shagwires all the way.
All right. Well, good luck.
Yeah. And I upgraded my phone, lost my Odyssey app. Doesn't work at all now.
Just what?
Terrible. Don't get your phone upgraded. My iPhone, the Odyssey app just won't play. So.
No, that can't be true.
I've downloaded it a bunch of times, and it just doesn't work. It plays.
Do you have
once.
An iPhone?
Yeah, just plays once and then disappears.
Wow.
So, yeah. Hey, I listened to the Rogers thing yesterday, and
Maybe your phone went back in time. Try radio.com.
Yeah, I could do that.
Actually, The Fan used to have an app, our own app. Try that. See if that's available.
I think Rogers yesterday sounded like a guy who was told that they're not bringing him back.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well.
Why do you say that?
That's what I think. I think he knows what's on the wall. And
I think he knows that he's not. I think he knows that it's Green Bay or retire. I think they're not trading. I don't think they think.
I don't think so.
You think Rogers thinks he's getting traded?
I think he's going to play for somebody else. I think Goody's going to take what he can get. He's going to get what he can get for Devontae and move on. That's my feeling, and I'm indifferent about it too. So, you know, 3 days later, I'm still indifferent about Rodgers coming back. So,
yeah, I don't know. So,
that's my opinion. They're going to get what they can get for both of those guys and move on.
Yeah, there was a fake report last night that said they wanted to play in Denver together.
And I agree with Toby about the bad play calling. Rodgers made a lot of bad play calls, you know.
Yeah, Rodgers cost him
the game. Rodgers made a lot of bad play calls.
I don't even want to say, like, I keep saying Rodgers cost him the game. But so did the special teams. So did, you know, LaFleur, I guess. But Rodgers, you don't, you know, I talk about retirement and then people tweet in. But he won back-to-back MVPs. Well, these are regular season awards, guys.
Yep, for sure. He's the best. He's the very best.
Like, if the regular season... Frames always wanted this, and I was like, Chuck, that's not how it works. But he always said the MVP award should be into the postseason, and if that was the case, Rodgers went to 1-1 last year. It would have been Brady. And Rodgers went to 1-1 this year. It would have been Mahomes. So if you take the regular season where you get six games against the worst division in football, well, yeah, you got a little bit of a head start to win the MVP. If we're judging this on what's going on in the playoffs, when you don't step up, when you have the games at home, well, then no. I mean, so I get it when people say, well, he had an MVP season. How could you? He did, but also he had an MVP season. He didn't have an MVP playoffs, and that's what we want.
Man, I can't wait for this all to play out. You know, the salary cap, there's a ton of teams that are strapped, you know, and it's I can't wait to see what the Packers do. I really can't wait. I just, you know, it's like I can't wait for – it all to be done and say, here's what we've done, here's what we did, here's how much money we're saving, or here's how much money we're pushing into 2030, you know?
You know what I can't wait for? I can't wait for hopefully I make it to an old age and I'm laying there on my deathbed and my son comes along and he's got kids now and I see them and they say, do you have any regrets, Grandpa? And I say, I spent too much time caring about Aaron Rodgers. That's what I'm looking forward to.
I hope you get there, buddy. I'm 57, yeah. So.
Oh, I hope I get there.
I got a step-grandchild, but no grandchild. My daughter's only 19. I don't want no grandchildren.
Yeah, yeah, you can wait. All right, Dougie.
Have a good day, guys. Toby, too. Bye.
See you, buddy. See you. You learn a little bit about everyone as you're on the phone with them. You just conversate. I love that how Rodgers is on McAfee yesterday. He's like, I just love to have conversations. And then he literally said nothing in an entire hour. He said nothing. Let's get to Rob, who's in the Cleve. What's up, Rob?
Morning. How you doing?
Good. So Baker for Rodgers. We're going to do this?
Oh, of course. In a second.
What's up?
And Myles Garrett and somebody else.
Yeah, we'll take Myles Garrett. We'll take, I can't decide if I want Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt. Could we just have both?
Yeah, why not? Right?
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. Big day here, Bucks in town.
Oh, yeah. Are you going?
AEW.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude. Are you going to either?
Beach Bash on. No, I got conflicts. I can't go to. But Beach Bash on the lovely shores of frozen Lake Erie.
Wow. What a day for Cleveland.
Right. How about that?
My goodness.
Since we're talking about LaFleur, I believe it was on the show mid-season, and you just played the clip of his press conference, and he said, happen again. Wasn't he the one, or wasn't there a conversation around the fact that he made the comment that he's better the second time around? Like, once he experiences something, he gets it, like, all right, this is what we need to fix?
Yeah, I've always felt that the one weakness with LaFleur was that he needs to go through something the first time.
Right.
Yeah, I've said that.
Would this qualify as the time? Or the third time? Or the second time? Or
yeah, I don't like that he says we weren't prepared. And I know that he's the coach trying to take that on himself, but why weren't you prepared? They clearly weren't prepared. The first year we said, oh, well, the travel, whatever. And then last year we're like, well, the fans weren't in the stands. And then this year, it's like, you know that you have to be prepared. You had 2 weeks to prepare. So even, I guess, I don't even think like, oh, well, they weren't prepared. I don't even really think like Matt LaFleur screwed up until he starts coming out there and saying, I screwed up. And then I'm like, you know what? You did screw up.
Right. From the play calling, do we know that Rodgers, obviously he can audible, but does he have free reign to say, no, here's what we're running? Or is this all on LaFleur?
No, Rodgers still holds a lot of, decision-making power.
Right.
In the two-minute drives, that's like all him. And then there's always things that Rodgers can check out into. Rodgers, he's not like, when Jared Goff was with Sean McVay basically had to hold Jared Goff's hand to tell him what to do. Rodgers still, and even when they have play, like, the play that they ran when he went to Devontae instead of Lazard, that's a great play that schemes some guys open, but Rodgers decided in that play, I'm going to throw it to Devontae, and it was the wrong decision.
Well, I think LaFleur is probably glad he's not coaching in Dallas because he'd probably be gone.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sean Payton's going to take that job at some point. I think we all know that.
Right. Yeah. But as far as Jerry having the leash, Jerry, I don't think Jones would put up with this.
Jerry's putting up with McCarthy right now.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll see.
That's true.
All right, Rob, have fun tonight, even though you're not going anywhere.
All right, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate it.
That's Rob. He's in Cleveland. Bucks in town tonight and AEW. What a night to be in Cleveland. You know, if I left now, what is Cleveland? 8-hour drive? I'm getting time there. I don't know how close the two centers are, but get down to Quicken Loans, if that's what they still call it. I have no idea on that either. Watch Little Bucks. Head on over. Watch AEW. Giannis, hey, he's been to an AEW event. He nearly busted his leg at one. Last time, he tripped on the apron.
Marcus is in Denver. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, Bart. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
I just want to talk about why I don't think Rodgers is our best fit to win a Super Bowl next year. In the past 10 years, a lot of the teams that have gone to the Super Bowl or won the Super Bowl have been on rookie contracts or quarterbacks taking pay cuts, or the Eagles with a Nick Foles on a backup salary. You go all the way down the line, Russell Wilson, rookie contract, Jared Goff, rookie contract, Colin Kaepernick on a backup quarterback, Tom Brady taking pay cuts. So I don't think Aaron Rodgers is our quarterback making $45-plus million is our best option for winning a Super Bowl, because that's partly why our special teams is so terrible, is because we don't have any money to spread it around on our team.
Yeah, that's why I would love if Rodgers would take a pay cut if he came back.
Right.
But I just don't even see that as an option.
Right. And I don't see why people are hounding you so bad about being upset, because this is all Rodgers said, all this, the last dance, making fun of the GM, this is the last run, Super Bowl or bust. The guy made his bed and now he's laying in it. And we're all looking around, and I do not understand why people think this guy is coming back next year. I don't think at all. So I appreciate you taking my call. Go Pat, go. It was 50 and sunny in Denver yesterday, and 30 and snow today, and 50 and sunny tomorrow. So if Aaron Rodgers,
are they going crazy? Do they think he's coming there?
Honestly, Bart, you want to know something funny? They got no head coach. They got Teddy Bridgewater as their quarterback right now, and they're still raising the prices of season tickets.
Oh, wow. At least the Bucs win a championship before they do that.
Exactly. So, obviously, I got friends around here that are really hopeful for Rodgers. The Manning family's trying to buy the team, and they're excited to be, like, that second-choice guy. They're proud that Peyton Manning, and they did something with them, but Aaron Rodgers and Peyton Manning are two different characters of people, two different leaderships, and I don't think it would work out if they try to do something with them. So thanks for taking my call, Bart. Have a good day.
Yeah, good to hear from you, Marcus. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We are going to talk to Nick Kostos coming up here in a couple of minutes, take a look at the championship weekends, but also get his thoughts on what happened and where he thinks Rodgers is headed. Nick, of course, of You Better You Bet, which you can catch on the Odyssey app, except for Doug. I don't know what happened to that phone with Doug. I think Doug's lying. Or he might not know how to use a phone. Because that Odyssey app, they have tested it. That Odyssey app's been tested like the crash test dummies of apps. It works underwater. It works when there's no service, even. They had somebody climb to the top of the Alps, and the Odyssey app still worked. They couldn't call 911 or do anything else, but the Odyssey app worked just fine. So I don't know what's up with Doug. KJ's in West Dallas. Aloha, KJ. I'm sorry. Hello. My fault. Now it's your fault. What was that? Okay, I can get Steve in Germantown. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing?
What's good?
Not much, man. I've been trying to call you the last couple of days, but you've been having some busy phone lines, my friend. Pissed off Packer fans.
Yeah, we're popular this week.
That's right. It's not a bad thing. That goes for every show. Can't call on the big show. Can't call on the Rami. Phone line's backed up.
Yeah, call us in February when we have nothing to talk about. You'll get 10, talking, 15 minutes of a call.
No, we'll be talking Badgers hoops with the Marquette hoops, baby.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
Good point.
I know you're really excited about that, so. No, I mean, I've been thinking about this whole Packer game the last couple of days, right? And I'll be honest with you, but the word that just triggers my mind is disappointment. I am a parent, and that's the worst thing you can hear as a child, right? Like, your parents disappointed in you, right? You'd rather have your parents be angry versus disappointed.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about the Packers, man. I mean,
yeah, the first time my parents told me, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed, I'm like, oh my God, this is.
Right.
Wow.
It hits you differently, you know? And I think of it this way. I've listened to all the callers, and everyone, I think there's been a lot of good points on both sides of the spectrum as far as who's to blame, who takes, you know, who shoulders this, basically. Obviously, special teams was crap. We can all agree on that. That's pretty simple to say. We can all agree that Aaron Rodgers has probably played, I don't know, maybe one of his worst games of his entire year. He was very average looking that day. I still go back to the point that despite the block punt and that touchdown. Your defense literally gave up 2 field goals the entire game, correct? Our defense gave up 6 points.
Yeah.
You, as an offense, not just Rodgers, as an offense, LaFleur, Nathaniel Hackett, whoever's involved with it, you have to score at least 14 points. There's no excuse for it. It's just not. I keep hearing everyone saying that playoff football is different, this and that. I understand that. I really do. But how? I don't get it. You have the best quarterback, presumably, in the NFL at this year. He's going to be MVP, probably. He couldn't throw one touchdown? He couldn't get one other score. Not one.
No,
That's a problem.
I agree.
That's a huge problem. And the fact is,
because look at everything that happened. If you were to say the Niners had a block kick, you know, block punt, they scored 13 points, you'd say, well, geez, that sucked, but at least the Packers put up 15, absolutely, or 15 minimum.
You lay that scenario out, exactly. You say, you know what, defense gives up 2 field goals, you have a mishap on special teams that causes the touchdown. Do the Packers win? I'm saying yes 100% of the time. I am. There's no reason you shouldn't. You know, I get AJ Dillon was out, but we keep talking about targeting Devontae. Devontae was catching balls left and right in that first drive. I mean, it's also funny. It looked great the first drive, and it fell apart. I can't wrap my head around that. I can't get that. It's just disappointing. It really is. This was their best opportunity to win the Super Bowl. I mean, I love my Packers, buddy, but I just don't see it happening. Even if Rodgers comes back.
That's where a lot of people are. That's where I think I'm at. Steve, I do got to let you go. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Nick Costos coming up here. Just a couple minutes. We'll get his thoughts on this. Again, it's a guy that every time I say something about Rodgers, and he's like, you're crazy. Be a Giants fan. But you don't know unless you live it. Why keep doing the same thing? He wouldn't keep making the same bet if it wasn't paying off for him. We'll talk about that in the games this weekend. Much more. I'm Bart. That's Toby. You're on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.